Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is July the 30th, 2020. Well, for the last couple of days, we have been looking at Paul's advice to the Philippians concerning anxiousness. This is an important lesson for us. Why? Because we all face times in our lives when we are anxious about the circumstances of our life. It's very applicable also in the day which we are living today. Many people are living with anxiousness and anxiety. You know, I even find myself in a state of anxiety at times, not knowing what decision to make about church and mask and all kinds of things. So anxiety and anxiousness is there, it's present. So anxiousness is a real emotion. Remember, our emotions are given to us by God to protect us and to give us joy. So the presence of an emotion is not bad, but how we respond to emotion can be. So today we're going to look at a very familiar passage of Scripture, just the next one in Philippians chapter number 4. It is Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 7. It says, "And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." I'm sure that the majority of you have heard that passage before. But as we begin that passage and thinking about that passage, I do want to begin by discussing the word keep. Very interesting. That word, which is translated as keep, means a watcher in advance or to mount guard as a sentinel. As we think on this passage, we want to think about the sentinel over our circumstances. Who is the guard before us? Who is the guard of the circumstances of our lives? It is God. Never forget that. God is watching over the circumstances of your life. When I read that, I thought about how many of us may not keep this in the forefront of our minds. Like I mentioned yesterday, sometimes we feel as if no one knows about the circumstances of our lives or are concerned about them. Remember, though, God is the sentinel of your life. He is standing guard over your life. When I was thinking about that, I also thought about Elisha's servant when the king of Syria sent his army to capture Elisha. When he saw the forces of the king of Syria, he said, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" In other words, what are we going to do? Look at that great army over there. They're going to come down and get us. They're going to kill us. They're going to take us away. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? You can see the fear. And you know what? Often we are like the servant of Elisha. We look at the circumstances of our lives and, oh no, what am I going to do now? It's like God's not aware or whatever. I always just love this. Elisha then prayed that the Lord would open the eyes of the servant. He was able to see the forces of God which surrounded them. They were more, the forces that were with Elisha and his servants were more than the servants than those that were with the king of Syria. In other words, listen, you've got a physical enemy in front of you, but the spiritual army is at our disposal. He's going to protect us from that physical army. Think about that. There's a spiritual army at your disposal, and even though you're facing physical circumstances, there's a spiritual army sitting there because God is watching over the circumstances of your life. Wow. The reason we get anxious sometimes is because we only think about the circumstances of life. We're only able to see them physically. We forget about the guard set up, which is able to protect us, and we are unable to see that presence of God and His angels that are around us. Paul desires for the Philippians to understand that God is setting guard over their lives. They can learn to walk in peace if they remember that fact. By the way, that's a lesson that Paul had to learn himself. The Lord appeared to Paul while he was in Corinth. He appeared to him in a vision, and he told Paul in Acts 18:9, Then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision, Be not afraid, but speak, and hold not thy peace, for I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city. Paul was afraid because, you know, he had faced some difficulties and trials, been stoned and all those things in the past, and he might have been afraid about what was going to happen to him now. God told him not to be afraid. God was over his circumstances, and no one would set on him to hurt him. No one could touch Paul unless God gave the approval. So now, since Paul had learned how to trust the Lord and to have the peace of God, because he understood that God was setting sentinel over his life, now Paul is instructing the Philippians how they can have that same type of peace. That's discipleship, by the way. As you learn a lesson from the Word of God, you're able to share it with others. That's discipleship, and that's what you ought to be doing. You ought to be sharing with others how the Lord is working in your life, and then you can share with them how God is working in their life. What is the lesson which Paul desires for the Philippians to understand? God is standing as a sentinel over your life. When you are facing circumstances which are causing you to experience anxiousness, remember the fact that God is the guard over your life. Rest in the peace which comes from God. You know, it's sort of like when you're a child and you had a bad dream. You would cry and your parent would come and lay down in the bed beside you. Their presence gave you peace. You felt comfortable when you were able to roll over and to touch their arm or touch their shoulder or whatever. There he was. Safety. This is the lesson that Paul is teaching to the Philippians. Rest in peace because, you know, God has set a guard over your life. He is the sentinel over your life. So rest in his presence. So Paul encourages the Philippians to understand the peace which God brings is with them. You may not, probably will not, understand how God is going to deliver that peace. Just allow God's presence and peace to keep your heart and mind. Think on God at work in your circumstances. This should bring you peace as you let your heart rest in him. As you allow God to be Lord over your circumstances, instead of your mind trying to run and figure out all the different situations and all the different ways that to think, what if this happens? Or what if that happens? Or what's it matter? Rest in the peace of God and let that keep your heart and mind. He has set up a sentinel over your life. Rest in that, and that will help you keep from anxiousness. Lord, today, what a blessing to know that you stand as a sentinel over our lives. Lord, I pray that you will bring peace to the hearts of those facing anxiousness as they realize you are standing guard over their lives. Lord, bring peace to their heart and to their mind as they rest in thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, Brother Mark signing off.